Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to this week's Community Corner Show. It's a bumper edition this week. We've got three different groups in. We're starting off with Rochdale and District Mind. I've got Andy sitting across the other side of the desk from me. And then from 2 o'clock, we've got Bury Hospice coming in. And then we've got something pretty special for you from 3 o'clock onwards. We've got a group of people called the Cotton Queens coming in who have put together a radio play. So we're going to learn more about that and listen to the radio play as well, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. That is assuming that the audio works fine, which I'm absolutely positive that it will do. So, yes, like I said, our first guest, my first guest, is Andy from Rochdale and District Mind, who are a mental health charity based in Rochdale. Their aim is to promote and protect mental health and well-being for everybody in Heywood, Middleton and Rochdale, Bury and North East Lancashire. They don't give up until everybody experiencing a mental health issue gets both support and respect. Andy, thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Is that a decent synopsis of what Rochdale Mind does?
Very much so, yeah, pretty much.
Well, thanks for coming in. We'll see you next time.
It's been a pleasure.
So, you've been a Rochdale Mind for 11 years.
Yes, I have, yeah.
But you're the perfect guy to have in then.
Certainly am.
So, what was Rochdale Mind like when you joined 11 years ago?
Oh, then? Very, very different. Very different. It's like, you know, Rochdale and District Mind has been around for like 35 years, actually, trying to help people in the Rochdale, Heywood, Middleton area. So like I say, we deal with people with mild and moderate mental health issues. So yeah, it was a completely different culture back when I first started. You know, it was all very much CBT stuff, and it was very much, you know, that's what you're suffering with, so let's put you towards these.
Yeah.
Now we've got a real big holistic thinking of the way how we actually work with people. You know, we work with them, and it's very service user led. You know, so they dictate to us and what's going to help them.
There is a massive drive for mental health at the moment. You know, my son's had people in his school talking about it, so that's, you know, sort of 10 to 15 year olds. You know, there's a lot of talk about the mental health of pensioners at the moment and people who have been isolated over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And this is huge drive towards being more open about it and talking about it. You must be sort of sitting there going, well, it's about time.
Absolutely, very much so. The stigma of mental health years ago was awful. You know, like, you know, when I actually was suffering myself with depression, you know, like, I'll tell my friends or my family and they'll start walking away from me, and it's like, it's not, you can't catch it. You know, I'm not in danger to anybody else apart from myself. You know, it's like I say, the stigmatism was just awful.
Yeah,
really, really was. And like I say, the preventative work that's actually being done now in the schools, I think, is absolutely fantastic, because we can give them the tools beforehand and get their awareness. Hopefully, with a bit of luck, you know, if they start feeling slightly depressed or low or whatever, they're going to get that help before they get to such a level where it's really hard to get them back.
Well, this is it. There was a certain amount of... We had the Samaritans in a couple of weeks ago, and they were saying a similar thing. The skills to deal with it and actually notice that you've got it in the first place. Because you were saying you're sort of mild to moderate mental health, aren't you? So the ability to kind of sit there and be self-aware enough to go, yeah, I think I have got a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
It's not something that everybody's equipped with, is it?
Certainly isn't. And like, you know, like one of the hardest people to reach are the male as well. It's like, no, I'm fine, I'm okay, and just carry on forward. You know, but like our statistics say that the amount of male people that we actually have accessing our services is quite high, you know, compared to the actual statistics of everyone else is doing.
And I suppose the other thing as well is it's one of those, if other people are talking about it, especially if they are in the public eye, if they are footballers, if they are film stars, if they are people that you see on your TV, then you can kind of go, well, if they're brave enough to do it, then I can pick up the phone and talk to somebody.
Absolutely. Mental health does not discriminate. It affects everybody. You know, again, the statistics of like people that suffer with any sort of mental health illness within their lifetime, you know, is really high. But it's, again, like say, recognising those situations, you know, and those trigger points, and, you know, how you're actually feeling and what's actually what you need to do about it.
And especially at the moment, I mean, I would imagine over the last 2 years, there has never been more demand for your service, which must be really frustrating, because it must be hard to deliver at the moment as well.
It is really, really hard. Like, luckily, from the first lockdown, you know, we start having groups back, you know, so we can see the people face to face, you know, and actually get them to, you know, what they need to do, and just get them to access our services. We're brilliant. And then we had the other lockdown, you know, just after Christmas, and it was just, you know, well, just before Christmas, wasn't it? You know, so we had to put everybody else back to, you know, on Teams and at Zoom. You know, so it's not quite a proper service, but at least we tried to provide some sort of service, all the way through. We've not stopped. We really haven't stopped. You know, the amount of people we've got on our books is quite extensive. And, you know, we've contacted every single one, and it's like, you know, how can we help you? What can we do? And also as well, an access line as well. So they can ring at any time, in between 9 and 5. Also as well, we've got a crisis centre now as well, you know, and that stayed open all the way through. You know, it started in September, I think it was. So that stayed open, you know, because that's actually with the HMRCCG.
Okay.
Who actually fund that. Anybody that's suffering any sort of issues or anything like that, it's a drop-in service out of hours from 5:30 till 8:30. And that's on a Monday, a Wednesday and a Saturday as well. We've just had funding more, you know, to actually offer it some more, because it's been that successful with helping people dropping in.
Oh, brilliant. That's great news. Right, we're going to break for some music. We'll let Andy have a drink and we'll be back after Stevie Wonder. That was Amy Grant and Baby Baby. You're listening to Community Corner on Roach Valley Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in on Saturday afternoon and decided to spend it with us. We'll be here for the next 3 hours. I'm currently joined by Andy from Rochdale Mind. And then at 2 o'clock, we've got Berry Hospice coming in to tell us about an exciting school project that they're starting up. And then at 3 o'clock, we've got a first for the show. We've got a radio play, which I'm very much hoping is going to go without a hitch. But we will see. So stick around if you want some Car Crash Radio at 3 o'clock. It'll be brilliant. So, like I said, I'm joined by Andy at the moment from Rochdale Mind. We were just having a great chat off air about Southport, but we'll maybe get to that later. The service itself, Rochdale Mind, is based at the bottom of Drake Street.
That's right. Yep.
So you're a brilliant town centre kind of, and it's a hive of activity, isn't it?
Oh,
you've
it
got
certainly is.
So many different sort of well-being activities going on in that place. So what kind of thing can people access with you?
Well, it all depends on, you know, because like originally when people come on board, you know, like they'll fill in a referral form, or they can even fill in a referral form online, and you know, they can get access to our service that way. So we receive the referral form, it'll go to one of our teams, they'll enter it onto the system, and then we'll get them in for an assessment to actually sit with them and find out exactly what issues that they've got, what problems that they're having at the moment. And then we'll do a bespoke service around that. And it could even be, you know, from counselling. Just on my other notes.
The man's got a rotor.
It is a rotor, yes, it certainly is. You know, female survivors, we've got the Bayman Dementia Anxiety Groups, we've got male survivors, we've got the Listening Lounge, which is the other crisis service that I told you about, which is out of hours. We have the social cafe drop-ins, you know, so say like people that have been accessing our service for some time, you know, that they want, you know, they feel like they don't really need that help and support anymore. So they'll drop off from our the main hub of services that we've got at Mind, and we'll send them over to the social cafe. So at least then they can still access something, you know, and making sure that they're staying fine and the toolkits that they've actually got to keep themselves well. You know, they'll go into those sort of groups, you know, it's like a drop-in sort of thing, you know, and you can come and go. We've got anxiety management classes, got our rhythm circle as well, which we've only just started up.
A rhythm circle. That sounds dangerously close to a drumming group or something.
Indeed,
like that,
it's
is it?
Very similar, yes. Yeah, we have to make sure there's nobody else in at the time.
But the neighbours love that, don't they?
They certainly
Bombay
do.
Bombay Brew love that.
Absolutely, they do. They do. Then we've got the growth projects, you know, where it's basically a case of horticultural sort of stuff, you know, and everything that they grow there, they'll actually take away and cook themselves. In fact, I'm a fully qualified chef, so it's like many times they've said, we've got these things that we've got left over, like squashes or whatever. What can we make with them? In fact, one year, they ended up with a load of squashes. So it's like, oh, okay, I'll see what I can do. So I actually took the squashes away and made a cake and then took them back to the growth project. And now they can't keep up with the amount of squashes.
Right, hang on a second. Hang on. Right. I've got... What? You made a cake out of a squash?
I made a cake out of a squash, yes.
Okay.
Indeed. Yep.
Like a pumpkin squash?
Pretty much, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How does that work?
It worked really well,
never mind Rochdale Mind. This is a cookie corner now.
Is that, have you heard of beetroot cake?
Beetroot and chocolate cake.
Exactly. It makes it so moist, doesn't it? So if you actually use the courgettes or squashes or anything like that, it turns the cake really, really nice.
Oh, you know, I'm doing sticky later on this afternoon.
I'll have to send you over a recipe, won't I? So yeah, so like if they've ever had a load of stuff left over, then like, can you come on board and, you know, do a bit of a cookery group? And
right.
Absolutely. So I've got portable stoves that I'll go down with, you know, my woks that I'll take down, my herbs and spices, and they go really, really well.
So are the different, so things like this, are they led by, I don't know, are they led by people coming to you and saying, listen, I can do this,
mm-hmm.
or I think this will be good for me, and you go away and say, right, okay, yeah, I think we can arrange that.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
And the other thing about mental health as well is that it's constantly being updated. People are constantly researching it. So I would imagine a lot of these groups come, you know, like the Rhythm Circle.
Yeah.
You know, there will be people somewhere who have gone, do you know what, this is going to be really, really good.
Uh-huh, exactly, and that's exactly what we do. You know, like, obviously, we can't do it for every single person. You know, if one person just starts accessing a group, you know, and it's the amount of resources that it takes, you know, to actually run that group, that wouldn't happen, you know. So like, we're constantly evaluating it and like, you know, right, okay, this group's doing really well, we're seeing more and more people, got a waiting list, let's do more of that, you know, and let's start up another group of that. And then other groups, it's like, right, okay, this doesn't really seem to be working, let's drop that one off and but park it, you know. We will never get rid of it and never re-venture into that again, you know. We'll always restart it if there's going to be a need for it.
Do you, the other question I had was, a lot of acquaintances that I know that have been through the same thing that you have, that have struggled with their mental health, and that have come out of the other side, are then very keen to pass that on to others. So do you get people who come through Mind who then always, you know, I know nobody's ever really discharged from it, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, they get to a place where they're kind of healthy and they're like, right, I want to give back now.
Absolutely.
You know,
certainly.
So I want to train to be a counsellor. Yeah. I want to run one of these groups, that sort of thing.
Yeah. The amount of volunteers that we've got, that people that actually want to come on board and help, you know, either ex-service users or people from the Joe Public that have actually suffered themselves and, you know, not had access to these sort of services.
Yeah.
You know, want to come and help and pass on their knowledge and pass on their skills, you know, to help other people. It's just invaluable.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Mm. I mean, you've got a great... It's such a massive list of things that you've got going on in that place.
And the list isn't exhausted either.
Oh, sorry, go on, crack on.
We got sidetracked, didn't we, by the Growth Project. And then we've got relaxation. We've got afternoon tea, which is a well women's drop-in. We've got a women's wellbeing group. We've got the anxiety and depression, art for wellbeing, and living life to the full. Courses.
Amazing, you managed to fit it all in. And then on top of that, on the website, you've got the wellbeing directory as well, haven't you? Which can point people in the right direction.
That's right, definitely. And we use that as a tool ourselves. You know, they say, right, okay, I'm in Haywood and I'm really struggling, you know, to get to your services. What's round and about for me? So we'll actually direct them to the wellbeing directory. And it's like, we'll even use it ourselves and say, well, this is in your area. If you're feeling that anxious, you can't actually physically get out of your house, these are the things that are online. And it's like, you know, we've become heavily reliant on Zoom nowadays, you know, especially with the pandemics and everything. You know, we've found it's an actually invaluable sort of system to actually use for people that are suffering, that can't get out of their house. It's like, I've not even told you about my project that I actually do as well. sorry.
Oh, hang on a minute. Is this the business manager project or is this another project?
This is the complete cafe.
This is the complete cafe?
The complete
right,
cafe.
Right, I'll tell you what. We'll have a bit of Tony Christie and then we'll come back and do that, okay? That was, of course, Tony Christie. And is this the way to Amarillo? You're listening to Community Corner on Roach Valley Radio. We're back for our last little bit of a conversation with Andy, who I rudely cut off before Tony Christie when he was about to build up another head of steam about the cafe that is another one of his projects. So tell us a bit more about this place.
Yeah, so the community, we've got two cafes. It's like originally... When the first lockdown happened, we had to close one because obviously all retail actually shut, didn't it, with COVID. So it's like we looked at the actual situation where it was, you know, the actual cafe. Rochdale, we opened because we had an entry exit so we could have safe, keep people safe coming in and exiting, even though it is in an NHS centre. But the one in Middleton, it was underground, you know, it's like through a bit of a walkway. We couldn't open it safely. So it's like, you know, the virus load, you know, at the time we didn't really know that much about it, so the virus load would have been quite high. So we unfortunately had to close the one in Middleton, very, very regrettably, you know, because it'd been there, I think it was 18, 19 years, something like that. So anyway, we found a new premises. which is being done up at the moment, you know, so big shop front right opposite a bus stop, you know, so hopefully people are going to be a lot more aware of the presence that we've actually got in Heywood.
Okay, so
the cafe's there. Anybody that's suffering with any sort of social isolation, depression, anxiety, low confidence, will get them on board with the cafe. And what better way to reduce the social isolation than get them into a social environment?
Absolutely.
So it's like, you know, they come on board and it's like they can do whatever they want. You know, if they want to spend time washing up because they want to stay hidden away from, they're more than welcome to. Or if they want to do a little bit more, learn how to actually serve coffees, you know, it's actually a proper business, you know, with the mental health side of it. Also as well, you know, we say to them, if you've got something that you want to learn how to cook, you know, a lasagna or, you know, a curry that you've had out and
squash
cake. Out.
Squash cake.
Absolutely, definitely. Like,
I'm sold on the squash cake. It's a fantastic range of things that you do, and obviously, you know, this sort of stuff doesn't come for free. You need support, don't you?
So we certainly do.
How can people support you? Can they donate?
Yeah, they can donate. If you actually go onto Rochdown District Mind webpage, and you can, there's a donate button there. Also as well, they can just call in, you know, with money in an envelope if they wanted to, you know, just try and help us and support us, you know, and try and get the word out there that we're around, you know, to help people.
Honestly, it's a fantastic organisation and you do invaluable work. It's absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
If you've enjoyed listening to Andy today, he is back on the 22nd of April, where we will be hearing more about his projects. I will have baked a squash cake by then, so I'll be able to feed back. But listen, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Thanks for coming in. See you next time.
Take care.